devoted Red Sox nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Mann.
Brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, Anderson McQuaid Architectural Molding, Sweetland Fat Loss, and Jordan's Furniture.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
1-1 to Eduardo, man, dropping down a bunt. Sabathia will fire, and not a good throw, took him off the bag. Safe at first base, Nunez.
Well, they tried this off him last time he pitched against the Red Sox, coming off that knee injury, and this is not even a good bunt. Right back to the mound. You got to make that play. Come on now. I mean, he takes his time. He's got all the time in the world. It's just a bad throw.
So Nunez is on the E1, and you're right, and that bothered Sabathia the last time. The first two Red Sox attempted to bunt on him, and later on he said, well, if that's how they're going to play it. Well, they're playing it again.
I think Benintendi tried to bunt on him last time.
He did.
Can't blame him. He's 0 for 9.
Red Sox trying to push the issue on that knee.
If you think it bothered CC Sabathia last time, wait until this time. Wait until this time. Wait until you hear all of this. Holy smoke. 617-779-0985 is your number here on the Baseball Reporters. We got a ton to get to tonight. A ton. So let's open up the phone lines right away. 617-779-0985. And let me tell you that the program is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork, supplying contractors and homeowners with residential and commercial building material supplies, commercial building materials since 1946. You can check them out at jacksonlumber.com. Again, 617-779-0985. So here's where we're going to start with this whole nonsense on this thing last night. Eduardo Nunez tried to bunt for a hit against CC Sabathia. Many of you already know this. Sabathia got pissed off to the point where he's still pissed off, and now the sides are bickering at each other. Like, the whole thing is comical. Really. Like, somewhere along the line, Marshall, I missed the memo that you can't bunt for a hit against CC Sabathia.
Not allowed.
Which is, the whole thing is really laughable. So again, Nunez tried to bunt for the hit last night. After the game, here is what CC Sabathia, now for those of you who don't know, Sabathia is obviously huge and he's got bad knees. Okay, so the Red Sox tried to exploit it. Here's what Sabathia said after
just
the game.
Just kind of weak to me. It just is what it is. Just shows what they got over there.
Do you think some of the adrenaline that you may have picked up after the bunt might have fueled you the rest of the way?
Big time.
How does that affect you when you're on the mound?
It just gets you fired up. I mean, it makes me want to beat them. I mean, obviously I want to win, you know, every time I go out there, but just even more so after that.
I feel it's almost like a sign of disrespect towards you, or is there one specific?
Too much respect. Scary. Let's go. Let's play. Swing the bat.
Oh, yeah, too much respect. That's what pissed him off. They showed me too much respect. No, what they did was try to exploit the fact that you can't move and you didn't like it. So it's got nothing to do with too much respect or disrespect. They just think you can't move because you get bad wheels.
Swing the bat.
Okay, so told about what Sabathia's comments were, here's what Eduardo Nunez said after the game last night.
You know, he's my game. I cannot change my game. We know he has bad knee, but it's not my problem. I can change my game. I have to try bunting. We don't have any guy have 30 homer, 100 RBI. So we play smart. We play the little game. And if he has issues with the bunting, we have to work it out. It's our game. We don't have any power. We have to work. We have to bunting. We have to hustling. It's our game.
So, now, look, I know many of you probably couldn't make out some of the particulars there, but the bottom line is Eduardo Nunez said, he's speaking in a second language, hey, I'm not going to change. I do it again. I do it 100% again. We don't have guys who hit home runs. This is what we have to do to win.
We know he has a bad knee, but it's not my problem.
As an aside, I'm really starting to like Eduardo Nunez overall. Just the intensity that he brings every night. Every night on a night-to-night basis that he brings to the ballpark, and sometimes he makes stupid base-running decisions. But I will say, the guy shows up. He shows up every night, which I do like. Okay, so you've heard from Sabathia. You've heard from Eduardo Nunez. Now, tonight on Nesson's pregame show, Jim Rice was asked about the fact that the Yankees were pissed off, or that Sabathia was pissed off, that Nunez bunted.
Tony, it was last night on postgame.
Oh, it was last night postgame. I thought it was tonight pregame.
Nope, this is last night after the game.
Okay, so here's what Rice said last night.
What is he talking about? Bunting is part of the game. You try to get on the base any way you can. If you tell him to leave some of that chicken, that donuts, and that burger away, maybe his leg will be okay that he can feel that baseball. So that just...
You fired up?
Yeah, that's just stupid.
So there's nothing wrong with Nunez bunting in that situation?
No. Not at all.
So Sabathia doesn't have a right to be upset?
No. No. Not at all. No. What he has a right to do is fulfill his contract, lose some weight, and go out there and pitch.
Okay, so I happen to be with Jim Rice on this, but this message was relayed to Sabathia today at Fenway Park. Right, Marsha? You have
yes,
the tweet? And so Sabathia was asked about Rice's comments. Here's what Sabathia said.
Sabathia says, "I just hope when I'm that age, I'm not that bitter," he says of Jim Rice.
Well, I can guarantee you that when Sabathia is that age, he will be that bitter.
Yeah.
You imagine what CeCe Sabathia is going to look like when he's Jim Rice's age?
By the way, Nunez has followed up with more quotes today as well.
Okay, so you know what? Give it to us quickly, Marshall. Go ahead.
If he has a bad knee, go back to the DL. It's simple. I have to bunt. It's not my problem.
So again, he's right. He's right. I mean, to me, this idea that you can't bunt on Sabathia.
And he also said, I have to be on base to win games. So with my speed, if he has knee issues, go back on the DL.
This thing has gotten so out of control, and actually so wildly entertaining at the same time, that even John Farrell said something that's worth playing.
That's how far we've come.
And that shouldn't confuse you. It was a little wordy in the middle, but when he got to the end, as our producer Jimmy Stewart said, when Farrell got to the end, he actually kind of made you like him a little bit.
I'm aware of his comments, but that's part of the skill package of Eduardo. He's got speed. He can put the ball on the ground. You know what? If he feels like that's an opportunity for him to take advantage of a certain game situation, that's what we do. That's what every team does. You look at ways to take advantage, whether that's a combination between a pitcher and a catcher you can exploit by potentially stealing some bases. You know what? We're going to do it again.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
We're going to do it again.
You know what? We're going to do it again.
Oh, my gosh. John Farrell. If his players are looking for them sticking up for him, there you go. CC Sabathia, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You know what? We're going to do it again.
So, look, this gets into that whole unwritten rule, baseball code, all of that thing, right? The nobility that goes along with the game, playing it the right way, et cetera, et cetera. You've got first place in the American League East versus second place in the American League East on August 31st in the opener of a four-game series. So, effectively, you're in September now. And you can't bunt for a hit against a guy with bad knees because why? Because you're supposed to feel bad for him? I wonder how fans feel about this. I want to get your thoughts. Like, do you think the Red Sox did anything underhanded? Because I don't. And play it both ways. If it had been the other way around, and teams were running on John Lester when he was still with the Red Sox, would you deem that cheap? Because I don't. I mean, to me, teams should run on Lester every chance they get. His problem. His problem. And there are a million other things to get to from that game last night. Andrew Benintendi's base running, Xander Bogaerts' overall play, he's out of the lineup tonight. And then I want to get to the idea of whether or not this is still a race in the American League East. I don't think it is yet. But we will talk about tonight's game because the pitching matchup tonight should scare the crap out of you.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Radio.
Here's the thing I find most amazing. Baseball gets caught up.
You don't quit on your team.
When you want to win, play through anything.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The bottom line is CeCe Sabathia's got a bad wheel. And you know what? As much as we joke about him being a whale, and that's probably the reason he has bad knees, tell you what, take his weight out of it. Take his weight out of it. Okay, if Chris Sale had bad knees and didn't field his position well, you'd bunt on him. It's his problem. So as much as we poke fun at Sabathia and say, well, lose some weight, the knee problem exists, right? It's really not about him being heavy.
Well, except that you know that weight, particularly for a pitcher, can have an effect on your knees.
Well, I just said that.
Okay, well, you said it's not about the weight, it's about the knee, but they're wrapped up together.
Right, the knee problem was caused by the weight.
Yes.
But my point is, he's getting fat shamed. It's really not about being fat.
Okay.
Right? It's really just about his inability to move. Agreed?
Yeah, but it's all together. The fat is not something separate from this.
Okay, so I'm saying, but take the fat out of it.
Okay, fine.
If Chris Sale couldn't field his position and teams bunted on him, would you get mad at it?
No.
So there you go. Right?
This is why I'm surprised more people don't run on John Lester.
Absolutely, Marshall.
And I don't know why they don't do it.
Couldn't agree more, Marshall. Couldn't agree more. Didn't mean to jump down your throat, anybody.
That's fine.
Catherine's in Nashua. Catherine, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I love you guys. Maz, I love you. I missed you so much when you were on vacation. So glad to have you back. I cannot believe we're having this conversation. I can't believe all afternoon I've listened to this nonsense about this guy who literally can't take the fact that someone tried to make a play against him that maybe, you know, would have worked if he wasn't so effing fat. It's ridiculous.
So, look.
It's ludicrous. This is even a conversation. It's ludicrous.
It is.
Yes, of course a bunch is okay. Why is this even a thing?
I'll tell you, it's embarrassing is what it is. It's embarrassing. And even the Lester thing. Marsha, do you remember when, like, teams would run on Lester and he'd look into the opposing dugout and, like, you know, as if to say, ah, screw you.
Yeah.
Like, what, they're not supposed to run? They're not supposed to, because you can't throw to first base, they're supposed to feel bad for you.
I referred to it earlier, it would be baseball malpractice if you didn't take advantage of this sort of thing.
Oh my gosh, it is so stupid. It's like, well, you know, I have a weakness that I can't control. Shame on you for picking on it. Oh, good God. Please, so what are you supposed to do when a guy's short in the NBA? Teams aren't supposed to go at Isaiah Thomas because he's short? Is that what they're supposed to do? Dan's in Cranston. Dan, what do you got?
CC should stand for calorie count. This guy is a tool, man. You know, it's just another reason why baseball players are just pampered pansies to begin with. And can you imagine Tom Brady with a bad knee? You know what they'd be doing? They try to take him out at the knee. It's just, I can't put it into words. Like, the lady was right. To even talk about it for a day is ridiculous, but the fact that they are so shallow and so sensitive to stuff like this, just, it's just hard to, if I'm rooting for John Farrell right now, that says everything you need to know.
Oh my gosh, please, look, the Yankees are embarrassing themselves on this one. They are. They're embarrassing themselves on this one.
Has anyone other than Sabathia said anything from the Yankees? That's one thing I wonder.
Jimmy, did Girardi say anything after the game last night?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so maybe it's just Sabathia. Maybe you're right, Marshall.
Because it could be one of those things where the other teammates are just kind of nodding their head and going, oh, come on.
Rolling their eyes?
Yes.
You mean the way the Red Sox used to do when Pedro threw at people?
Indeed,
yeah.
Indeed.
Is there somebody on the Yankees who goes, no, that's not me. That's him. That's not us. That's him.
See, now Marshall's picking on Pedroia.
Yeah, I got that,
Jimmy's picking on Pedroia. Get that, Marshall?
That's not me. That's them. That's not us.
Tony's in New Jersey. Tony, what do you got?
Little Tony, leader. You hit the nail on the head about an hour ago. This is the most ridiculous sports take by a player that has ever been. Can you imagine? Imagine on Thursday, say Tom Brady does a play-action fake and throws a 75-yard touchdown, and the middle linebacker it, like, gives them a death glare, and then after the game, chastise them like, "Oh, why don't you just throw the ball? Why you gotta be underhanded and put it in the running back's stomach and then throw it? It's absolutely ridiculous. He got chastised for playing the game. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. CeCe's and Matthew is a bum.
Okay,
my call.
Yeah. So Tony, listen, like, I there is part of me that, like, Marshall, let me ask you this question in this way.
Yeah.
What if it were the eighth inning, Sabathia was pitching a no-hitter, and the score was 7-0 in favor of the Yankees, and someone tried to bunt for a hit? Would that be underhanded?
No. I believe, and I know that that's one of those unwritten rules, right? In a no-hitter, you're not supposed to bunt your way on. This is ridiculous. How is that a rule? You know what? A no-hitter is a no-hitter. My job as a baseball player is to get on base. A bunt base hit is still a hit, and I'm standing on first base.
Okay, so I will admit that in that scenario, at least you're consistent, and maybe I'm not. In that scenario, I actually feel like, and again, there's a reason I gave you the 7-0 score. I gave you the 7-0 score because the game is no longer in doubt. If the game's in doubt and it's 1-0 and the guy's pitching a no-hitter, hey, we're trying to win the game. Bunt for a hit. But if not, now you're just trying to get in the way of a guy's individual accomplishment, right? So to me, it's different. But listen, you're consistent about it. I just think in this case, it was in the earliest part of the game, for crying out loud. First place against second place with the division at line. One team is with the division at stake, one team is desperate. You're not allowed to try to get on base? What a donkey.
I just think the guy's embarrassed that he can't field his position, and he doesn't like people pointing it out.
Of course. Dave's in the car. Dave, what do you got?
Hey, Tony, just a quick thing. This is just another example about how the Yankees think they play the game the right way and nobody else does. I mean, they have that high and tight thing with their hands. You can't have any facial hair. And now, apparently, you can't bunt for a hit against the guy who's got a couple of tweaked knees. And just a quick question before I hang up for you. Just to play a little bit of devil's advocate, how would you feel, say, in 2004, game six, Curt Schilling's on the mound, he can't run on his ankles, and they lay down a bunt there. Well, how do you feel in that situation?
Dave, they should have bunted on him.
This was something that people talked about.
They should have bunted on him, and they didn't. I can't believe they didn't try.
This is the, again, baseball malpractice. Why that... The Yankees, why wouldn't you do that?
Oh, you should have.
There's no reason you shouldn't. The guy couldn't get off the mound, and you say, all right, well, we're not going to bunt because the guy can't get off the mound. Absolutely ridiculous that they didn't do it, and I very much recall that people talked about it before the game. They should probably be bunting on Schilling, and then they didn't.
No question. Just like they said, they should bunt on Lester and run on Lester. It blows my mind that in big games... Hell, in any game, but really, especially at this time of year, you're even going to raise that issue. And the Yankees, who play the game the right way, and not to pile on with the caller, because I don't get a lot of that. I mean, I don't feel a lot of the sanctimony that a lot of people talk about with the Yankees. To me, the Yankees are just another team in a lot of ways, other than the fact that you're in your division and they're a rival. But the Yankees, who play the right way, throw fastballs at the head of James McCann and then have guys run out of the dugout throwing haymakers. So let's not give the Yankees too much credit if you're one of those clowns. Okay? You should be proud to play for the Yankees. Okay, whatever. I want to bring in Aiden, who's in Duxbury, because he's going to hit on something I want to get to in the next segment. Aiden, what do you got?
Hi, guys. Big fans. I just wanted to get your opinion on where Bogaerts ranks among shortstops around the league and if he would ever be dealt for a bat or a different... asset.
Okay, so Aiden, here's what I'll tell you about Bogaerts. Last night I tweeted out a poll. Who would you take, Gregorius or Bogaerts? 54% said Bogaerts. I was stunned.
They're wrong.
Okay, I was stunned. Gregorius right now is a better player. It's not even that close. In fact, he's been a better player, really, you could say, for over a year now. Or thereabouts. Do me a favor, Marshall. Will you look at their numbers from the last 2 years? Gregorius and Bogaerts. We'll look at those next. But the real story with Bogaerts... He's out of the lineup tonight. What's his name? Nunez is at shortstop. Pedroia's off the DL and playing second base. Bogaerts is on the bench. And wait until you hear what John Farrell said about the longer-term plan for Bogaerts. We'll play that after Marshall gets you caught up on headlines.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Radio.com. Radio.com. We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Maserata, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, that's why we pinch hit for him. A chance to, the way Mitch comes off the bench, the way he swings the bat. Short right field porch, thinking we got a chance to cash in four if he catches a pitch out front. But no, we mounted a comeback, forced their closer to throw nearly 30 pitches, and hopefully that pays dividends in the next couple of days.
Xander Bogaerts would have represented the tying run. He was batting fifth in the lineup last night. Dellin Betances was on the mound, and Farrell decided to bat Mitch Moreland for Xander Bogaerts. He hit for his number five hitter in his shortstop in the ninth inning of a 6-2 game with the bases loaded. If that didn't catch your attention, it should have. Okay, it should have. Bogaerts was 0-for-4 in the game. He struck out three times. In the previous inning against David Robertson, he looked awful at the plate. So they sat his ass down. And tonight, Bogaerts isn't in the lineup. And we all know there is a roster crunch coming here for the Red Sox. If and when they get to the postseason, and they're going to get there, they have a bunch of guys for a few spots between Moreland, Hanley, Pedroia, Bogaerts, Nunez, Devers, all these guys have to find a place to play. You can't have them all in the lineup at the same time. And I'm telling you that Xander Bogaerts is a candidate for the bench. He's a candidate for the bench. Last night proved it. And tonight, again, not in the starting lineup. Here is what Farrell said about that decision.
And as a result, we've given him, or he's out of the lineup tonight, trying to regroup here a little bit, get some additional work done. We know he's been... I think, banged up a little bit, nicked up with some things physically. And it's, I think, the combination of all those have kind of shown their come to a head here a little bit and getting him off his feet here tonight, possibly tomorrow.
Okay, that last part is what should catch your attention. Get him off his feet here tonight. Oh, possibly tomorrow. They're going to give him more than one day. He's not going to play tomorrow. Tanaka's pitching for the Yankees tomorrow,
right? He may
sit
out the series.
Okay, and then Severino is pitching Sunday night. It wouldn't surprise me, Marshall, if he sits out the series. Now, remember, they did this with Benintendi, right? They gave Benintendi a couple of days off, and then Benintendi came back and started hitting. So it could just be that Bogaerts needs a mental break. I think it's more than that. I think there is a chance here that Bogaerts gets squeezed out and Nunez ends up at shortstop when the Red Sox get to the postseason. And you know what? I'm not sure it's a bad move either. Pedroia is going to play. Farrell's not going to bench Pedroia. And he can't DH him. He's got to play him at second. So the question then becomes, where do you put Nunez? You're going to put him in left field? You're going to put him at third base? Shortstop's the only other spot. Shortstop's the only other spot. It would not surprise me in the least bit if they bounce Bogaerts. Bogaerts has got to, I don't want to say win his job back, but Bogaerts has got to play well in September or he runs the risk of being benched. And frankly, I think it's the right decision. Bill is in Danvers. Bill, what do you
Question on Andrew Benintendi. Why wouldn't they bench Andrew Benintendi for a game or two? Is he being hurled by the first base coach to steal bases, or is that his own decision?
So, and, Bill, do you want him? Bill, do you want him benched because he's not producing, or because he's a bad base runner?
Neither. My point is, it's nullified unless he hits a home run. He can hit a great hit, and he's thrown out anyway.
Well, that's not true because the night before in Toronto, he hit a ball into the gap and was part of a rally there. And he's overall been swinging the bat better now for what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
So, you know, look, I don't like Benintendi's base running any more than you do. And he got thrown out at second on a stupid decision last night. He got thrown out stealing last night. And if you want to add this one, too, Rafael Devers got thrown out at second by the right fielder on a force play. So the Red Sox base running is still a major issue, and Benintendi's a train wreck. He's been thrown out on the bases more than any player in the big leagues this year, or tied for first with Jose Ramirez of the Indians. Okay, tied with Jose Ramirez of the Indians for first place. 11 times on the bases, Benintendi's been thrown out. But you know what? If he's hitting, I want him in there. And I also want the lefty bat in there, particularly against right-handed pitching. Bogaerts? I'm telling you, if Bogaerts doesn't start to hit, I play Nunez at short. Because it's not like Bogaerts' defense is so good at shortstop that you look at it and say, oh, well, you got to keep him in there just for the glove the way you would Jackie Bradley in center field. You can't do it that way. Dennis is in Bill Rickett. Dennis, go.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I was thinking about the schedule they have, the Red Sox, how important home field advantage is for what happened last year. If you look at the schedule, it's pretty soft right now. But at the end of the season, they're going to hit Houston at home for four games. And they're chasing Houston, right?
Yes.
So what do you think, if they're one or two games out at that point, what are they going to do with their pitching staff at that point?
So, Dennis, you realize that, just quickly, you realize that right now if the playoffs started, that Cleveland would actually have home field over the Red Sox in that series.
Right, but then with the whole month to go, with a soft schedule, they could possibly catch Houston.
Yes, so look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to drop you, I thought you were done. So all I'm telling you is that, forget Houston, you don't even have home field in the first round. You don't have it in the first round. And last year it did make a difference in that Cleveland series. So I would like to think that the Red Sox would want home field. But if you get to the end of the year, you absolutely, positively do not mess with your pitching rotation to try to get a last gasp at home field. You don't do that. You see where you are in the final week, how far you're out with how many games to go. But all things considered, if the Red Sox can play at Fenway Park, do you want to play in at Fenway? Of course. Yes, absolutely no two ways about it. Matt is in Malden. What do you got, Matt?
Hey, I just wanted to say that all of the Red Sox fans complaining about CC's comments, the anger is misplaced. I think that's a managerial error by Farrell. We should have been bunting for the first few innings. He trips over the mound. They have to go to the bullpen early in the game one of a long series. That was a managerial error by Farrell. CC can say whatever idiotic comment he wants. Farrell screwed up.
So, Matt, are you one of these guys that blames Farrell for everything?
No, I try to have his back, but that's just a poor judgment. There's a weakness, you exploit it.
Okay, so who do you want bunting against Sabathia?
Who do I want bunting against Sabathia?
No, just out of curiosity.
Batters 5 through 9, innings 2 and 3, all bunts.
Batters 5 through 9.
Yeah.
So, like Christian Vasquez, you want him bunting?
Yeah, for the first inning, for his first at bat, yes.
Okay.
First at bat, yes.
Okay, so he wants everybody to go up there bunting through the first trip through the order. Marshall, how do you feel about that?
No.
Okay. Thank you for saying that and not forcing me to be the bad guy again. Randall's in Natick. Randall, go ahead.
Hey, guys, as long as we're talking about dainty, bruised egos, tell me last week when Devers was facing Corey Kluber, he swung out of his shoes, whiffed on a pitch, and then Kluber was so offended, he drilled him on the next pitch or the pitch after. Please explain to me why it was possibly justified.
Not justified, Randall. It's completely, utterly stupid. And I was away for this, so I didn't see it, but I've heard numerous people now mention it. So, Marshall, you can help me on that, right? Nunez took an aggressive swing and then Kluber drilled him?
Yes, that was the case, was it last weekend, whatever. Yes, he got drilled by Corey Kluber for taking an overly aggressive swing, and now he's pissed off another prima donna starting pitcher for bunting. So in the case of Nunez, he just can't win.
So apparently Nunez had the audacity to try to hit the ball hard, is that
indeed,
the deal?
And then hit the ball short.
And Kluber drilled him?
Yes.
Okay, so Kluber's a clown too then. I'm telling you, this is why I like Nunez. If Nunez is swinging too hard and pissing someone off, and then bunting and pissing someone off, you know what it tells me? Nunez is willing to do whatever he has to do to get on base and try to win a game. And I'm starting to like this about Nunez. Now, again, I thought it was a marginal pickup when they picked him up, but boy, he's played great since they got him. Now, look, he's a kamikaze on the bases too. Hard to like the way he runs the bases sometimes. I'm not telling you he's the smartest player in the world. But in terms of bringing it every day and playing to win, that I do like. I do think he's been a nice addition, and I am starting to like the guy. He missed a pop-up last night that Dustin Pedroia would have caught standing on his head with his feet. Ryan is in New Hampshire. Ryan, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? I just want to say that I've been waiting all year, actually the past couple seasons, for someone to light a fire under this Red Sox and the Yankees rivalry. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought it would be Sabathia that load with the dumbest comment I've ever heard in baseball before. And I'm excited about Farrell. I'm excited about his comments. I'm excited about what he's saying about Bogarts, about sitting him down. And I just feel like this could be, you know, the spark that gets this team fired up, on the right path, heading in the right direction, and, you know, back to the rivalry of the Yankees and Red Sox.
Okay, so Ryan, I already think they're on the right path and headed in the right direction. They've played well here now for, what, 3 weeks? A month, really. They've had a fabulous August. August is gone. Now you're in September, so I'm not worried about the Red Sox getting pointed in the right direction. I know you're excited about the rivalry. That's good. I like a good rivalry with these teams, too. And I'd like to see it between the young guys and not the old guys. I mean, neither Sabathia nor Nunez could be with the teams next year. Right? They could both be gone. Although there is, I guess, some thought about the Yankees re-signing Sabathia. I'd like to see it between Sanchez and Betts, Sonny Gray and Betts, and this is something maybe to watch for in the early part of the game. As Marshall and Jimmy Stewart said, and I have to admit, I haven't looked super closely. I have not heard or seen comments from any other Yankees players defending Sabathia. He might be out on an island on this one. But tonight, when Nunez comes up, if Sonny Gray drills him, well, then you'll have your answer.
You know what? We're going to do it again.
Okay, so you'll have your answer then.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of